The Buffalo National River, situated in northern Arkansas, is free-flowing for more than 135 miles, and it's one of North America's last remaining undammed rivers. It was also America's first river to receive formal protective status under the administrative control of the National Park Service. Situated in the Ozark Mountains, the Buffalo is typically a gently flowing river that's a super popular draw for kayaking and canoeing. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me on the banks of the Buffalo River for a conversation with National Park Ranger Joyce Umbach. We'll then catch up with Ben Milburn, the owner and operator of Buffalo River Outfitters, for some insights about adventures on the river. National Park Ranger Joyce Umbach. Joyce, you're a local girl up here?
I've been here for 7 years.
And where did you come from? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Northeast Ohio.
So this is a little bit new to you, coming to Arkansas?
A little bit. It's park number 10, so I've been all over the place.
Oh, wow. Before this park, what was your favorite assignment?
Oh, they all had something. It's tough to pick one. You know, the Everglades was a really neat ecosystem, and Independence Hall, you can talk about the Declaration forever, but I just can't do downtown city life, so I had to get out of there. And, you know, Padre Island was, you know, releasing brand new baby sea turtles is pretty cool. So everybody had something.
You're not bad. You get paid to do this.
Yeah, a lot of people are envious of that.
That's so cool. So tell us where we are now and the breadth of the national park oversight of this area.
Yeah, this is Buffalo National River. We have the free-flowing stream preserved here, and it's about 135 miles that's in the park. The entire river is protected. The Forest Service has the headwaters, but the park protects the 135 miles.
The watershed area, too, is a part of the park protection area?
We only have about 95,000 acres in the park, and the watershed's something over 800,000. We do a lot of education programs. We have a lot of school groups come here, and we teach them about the environment here. We have a particular program. We do a water quality program looking at the macroinvertebrates in the river and talking about how we need the water quality to preserve their lives in the ecosystem, and about the watershed and how much of it park does not control.
Do you have ongoing water quality monitoring volunteers?
We actually have volunteers and staff, and the water quality monitoring program in the park has been going on since the early 80s. Mm-hmm. So we have many, many years of data that we've been able to keep track of the water quality, and it's usually pretty good.
So it's looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Going forward, it's critical, that educational component.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what is here in the park for the visitor? Why should they come here? What would they see?
We have a lot of dedicated paddlers. This is a great river for people who really know what they're doing paddling, but it's also a great river for your first experience if you want a canoe or kayak, and even some tubing and rafting. We've got lots of hiking trails, more than 100 miles of hiking trails, wildlife. We've got the only elk herd in Arkansas, and October's big with the elk herd when they start bugling and gathering their harems. So we have a lot of variety, lots of campgrounds.
And you have campgrounds for tent campers, and you also have the cabins. Tell us about the cabins that you could rent.
Yes, and down at Buffalo Point is an area that was at one time a state park before this became a national river, and the state of Arkansas donated that land. And those cabins were actually built by the CCC back in the 30s. So we have some very rustic cabins that can be rented in the park.
Let's talk. How much, like renting a cabin? I understand it can be quite affordable.
The most expensive place can be pretty cheap to come and visit in wherever you're staying.
And that's really cool. And the other thing I think is really cool, you're a part of the Ozarks, and you're, yes, in the hills and the mountains. Talk environment for a moment.
Yeah. This park is in the Ozark Plateau, and the Ozark Plateau goes all the way from very eastern sections of Oklahoma over to St. Louis, and it kind of tilts from that western to eastern direction. And so the western part of the park has a little bigger bluffs and a little taller and a little deeper canyon, and then we flatten out a little bit as you come east, but it's all part of the Ozarks.
And have you ever been up to like the Ozark, the Folk Center up there?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Tell us about that. That's a great destination.
Yeah, the Ozark Folk Center is actually one of Arkansas state parks, and they have a craft village there where they demonstrate all of the Arkansas types of crafts with pottery and jewelry and blacksmithing and anything almost you can think of. Lots of music.
This area right here along the Buffalo River, and it could be a real regional destination where you would stay a couple nights here and then move on up to Ozark Folk Center and then go on from there.
Absolutely. We do get a lot of folks who even go to Branson for a while and then come down here and explore this area too. So we're close to a lot of things and could be part of a really nice trip.
Whole nother state, Missouri and Branson, and it's not that far. I mean,
no.
Yesterday somebody said we were within 30 miles of Branson.
Yeah, Harrison is 30 miles. That's park headquarters down here in the park itself. You're probably about an hour from Branson, an hour from the Ozark Folk Center. So yes, it's very doable.
For further information, do you have a national park website for here?
We do. It is nps.gov/buff. B-U-F-F.
What's your specialty?
I am one of the park rangers here who does the programs and the education. We call it interpretation, interpreting the environment for our visitors.
So you take a lot of kids and family
Absolutely.
Groups out?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you love
Lots
it?
Of fun. Lots of fun.
Kids are probably your favorite, huh?
They can definitely be a good time.
Joyce Ambach, National Park Ranger, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Arkansas. Ben Milburn.
We're in Silver Hill, Arkansas, located on Highway 65 on the Buffalo National River.
And you run Buffalo River Outfitters.
We are a concessioner with the Buffalo National River. We do canoe rentals, kayak rentals, raft rentals. We offer cabins for nightly stay and shuttle service for people who want to bring their own equipment.
Primarily people want to float down the river is what brings them here?
Yeah, correct. The Buffalo National River is why everybody's here. They protected this river in 1972. We became America's first national river.
So that gives you some federal protections for environmental issues.
Correct. They were going to dam the river, turn it into a lake for hydroelectric power, and some folks knew this river had unique areas. You know, we have the largest waterfall west of the Mississippi and east of the Rockies, and so we have some neat geological features here, some box canyons and stuff like that that you don't get everywhere else. The way the mountain range, the Boston Mountains, interact with the Ozark Mountain Plateau gives us a lot of water resources and unique geological features that kind of give us a canyon-like river. This river is mainly 100% runoff driven. There's no hydroelectric or anything like that.
Free-flowing.
So yeah. Total free-flowing stream, which means, you know, Mother Nature rules this beast. And so it kind of gives the canoers an aspect that they can't get on some of these other hydroelectric rivers and stuff. So it's a canoer's river. And it was protected for that purpose.
I presume then that you have some rapids, but some gentle, pleasant, non-threatening rapids.
Very gentle, pleasant. We're a class one river. We have spots that might be class two at times, but most of the time we're class one. Very easy river, good for novice paddlers. Very intermediate in this section. Now, there is a section from Ponca to Kyle's Landing. You need a little more experience. It can be class two, probably, I would say about 40% of that part of the river is going to be class two. You get Hell's Half Acre and a few other kind of hairpin corners and some nice bouldery areas that are fine if you're an avid paddler, but can be challenging for the novice.
So exhilarating day on the water.
There's some excitement in there, yeah, for sure.
Well, let's get back to your outfitter's mothership. You have 10 cabins here?
We have 10 cabins and a ranch house now. We added a house down at Baker Ford, which sits right off the park. So about a quarter mile drive downhill to the river. It's our closest location to the Buffalo.
How much do the cabins cost to rent per night?
They vary from $139 a night to $359, depending on what you're looking for.
How many people do they sleep?
It varies. Again, we sleep anywhere from 2 to 12.
Mm-hmm. So it could be a real good value per person if you rent one of the bigger cabins and bring your family or whatever.
Yeah, it can be a great value. I mean, you know, they come with a full amenities. They've got a rock fireplace and a full kitchen. And, you know, we provide all your linens and all the laundry service and everything like that. So, you know, yeah, for six people at $139, it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it is. Talk about the river experience. Now, I could come here and rent a kayak and go up on my own. And how much would that cost?
The kayak rental is, if you're just on a one-day rental, is $50 for the day, and then there's an $8 for the shuttle fee to get you to and from the river.
I heard this is a great canoeing place, and that's your favorite thing to do.
Yeah, I'm an open water paddler myself. I'm not big into the... I like to sit up to where I can see and fish. You know, it's a little more comfortable for me that way. But, you know, they make them for everybody and for what everybody wants. And we rent them. So whatever anybody wants. We have sit-on-top kayaks, sit-in kayaks, tandem kayak, 17-foot canoes, 16-foot canoes.
And how much is a canoe rental per day?
It's $55, so it's $5 more for the canoe than it is for the kayak.
You can take a family on a canoe.
Right, you can put up to three. The Park Service regulates that we're not allowed to put more than three people per vessel is our max capacity. So, you know, we have to follow those guidelines. But, yeah, if it's a mom and dad and they've got a small child that can't really, it's easy for three people to get in one and still enjoy the river.
Talk about the auspices and the umbrella of the National Park Service here.
We're just under the guidelines of the National River. There was some state park areas on this river. One was down in the lower part of the river, which is the Buffalo Point State Park. And then there was the state park that was located in the upper, very upper part of the river, which is around Boxley, which was Lost Valley State Park. Both of those are now part of the federal program. And so it's the Buffalo Point campground and the Lost Valley campground and hiking conservation area now. They actually canceled the camping and they only do hiking and day trips into that area.
So what's the formal name of the National Park Service umbrella here?
We are the Buffalo National River.
And the National Park Rangers have oversight and responsibility.
Right. And they manage the land on either side of the river. You know, we're 135 miles long, and so they've got their hands full when it comes to trying to maintain the roads and the campgrounds and, you know, manage the fees and all the visitors associated with that when it comes to, especially, you know, we have a lot of bluffs here that people like to jump off of and swim, and sometimes people don't necessarily feel the bottom before they jump, and there is a lot of emergency calls and stuff for people who get injured because they haven't thought through their decisions before they make a big mistake.
A regretful mistake.
Yes, for sure. We get a few of those every year too, you know. And most of it is something where people have jumped off of a bluff into shallow water, or, you know, we very rarely have injuries from people who are just...
on the river.
Yeah, everyday paddling, unless they come on during a high water event, you know, and being a free-flowing stream, when we have a rain event, the ground saturated, it's very easy for the river to rise quickly. We haven't had a lot of trouble with that, but we are fortunate, you know, we've been in business since 1986, and we've never lost a visitor, so we're lucky.
Very cool. Where are you located relative to where an inbound traveler would arrive in Arkansas? How do they typically get here? And are they coming through on their way to somewhere else, or is this a destination in itself?
You know, most of our customers here are destination bound. They've called and arranged before they get here. We do have some stop-in traffic. We're located right here on Highway 65, which is a major travel corridor from Little Rock to into Missouri. You know, Branson is located right here, just about 30 miles from us.
Oh,
right.
Wow,
here.
Interesting. 40,
about 40 miles, I guess, but they're right on at 65. And so we do get a lot of Branson.
So you're northern Arkansas.
Yeah, we're in north central Arkansas, right on.
Kind of center of the state, but yeah. Northern end.
Yeah. Exactly.
For further information.
For further information, just go to our webpage. It's buffaloriveroutfitters.com, or give us a call toll-free at 800-582-2244. And my name is Ben Milburn, and I'm the owner of Buffalo River Outfitters.
Ben, thank you so much. I look forward to paddling down the river with you today.
Okay, well, sounds good. It sounds good. Maybe you won't get wet.
I probably will. All right, thanks.
Thanks.
The underbed music was performed by 18-year-old Clancy Ferguson at the Ozark Folk Center State Park in Mountain View, Arkansas.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdell, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez, Melissa Corbin from Tennessee, Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.